From the Meridian Manufacturing Studios, welcome to Inside Agriculture on 910 Classic Country, KCJB in Minot. Farm news in real country, Thunder 106.1, Lisbon and Fargo, and Ag News 890, Lisbon and Fargo, North Dakota. While World Pork Expo is an opportunity for pork producers to learn about the latest products and technology, Pork Checkoff spokesperson Cindy Cunningham says Expo is also an opportunity to network with others in the pork industry.
One of the places that we really would encourage pork producers who are at World Pork Expo to visit is the Pork Checkoff Hospitality Tent. We'll be right there on Grand Avenue with the rest of the hospitality tents. We start in the Pork Checkoff Hospitality Tent each morning serving breakfast. On Wednesday, we'll be serving breakfast casserole with sausage. On Thursday, we'll start serving bacon pancakes, and then on Friday we'll have burritos with sausage and bacon for breakfast. And then at lunchtime on Wednesday and Thursday, we would invite you to come back and to enjoy a lunch on Wednesday of barbecued pulled pork mac and cheese. On Thursday, the lunch will be pulled pork tostados. And also during that time, you'll be able to hear a weather outlook from Elwin Taylor at Iowa State University and a market outlook from Steve Meyer of EMI Analytics.
Well, one of the fun things happening in the Pork Checkoff Hospitality Tent is the Passport to Pork. Pork variety meats, which is extremely important for U.S. pork exports, will be sampled.
These are products that we export, pork products that we export, that may not be used here in the U.S., but that are used in other parts of the world. And this will be a fun experience to sample these. The samplings will include tongue flavored with Asian spices, Korean-style skirt steak, Cuban-style jowl bacon, and pinwheel flavored with Peruvian spices. We'll also have a little dessert for you, too, some chocolate chip cookie bacon s'mores. It's a great time to also come and meet the National Pork Board and pork producers from around the world.
Well, I'll tell you what, Pork Expo gets underway in Des Moines, Iowa, starts out this Wednesday, and yes, I could go for the s'mores part. Some of that other stuff, not so much. Okay. The Centers for Disease Control says more than 370 people have reported salmonella infections from the backyard flocks this year, and more than a third of them were children under 5 years old. The CDC is reporting 8 separate outbreaks across 47 states in backyard flocks. Now, these outbreaks are expected to continue for the next several months, according to the public warning issued last week by the CDC. Well, guess what? When you got kids out there with the barnyard animals and their chickens or poultry of any kind, make sure they don't kiss or hug the birds. Could cause problems. That's Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Terry Loomis.